inch by inch, row by row.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we take up arms against some pervasive weeds, dandelions, and buttercups. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Hey, at least we're not talking about horsetail. We're about the best we can hope for is to die in our sleep with that one.
That's kind of impossible to eradicate, isn't it?
Pretty much. 4 inches of concrete, lots of rebar, and hope it doesn't crack.
Okay, well, what can we do about the dandelions here first?
Dandelions and buttercups both. I mean, dandelions particularly right now, just walking around your property and all the neighbor's property within a half mile and picking off the flowers so that they don't, when they go to seed, they don't float into your gardens and all of that. And the worst thing with those seem like they float right into the middle of a cluster of a perennial, whether that be peonies or something else, and then where they germinate and grow, and of course they're just about impossible to pull out. So that's a tough one. It really is. And at least you can make wine with them. You know, that's a good thing. So you can think about dandelions while you're sipping your wine 6 months later.
But you have to get them while the petals are still yellow before they start.
Yes, fresh. Exactly. Yeah, fresh the first day. And, you know, basically you're out on dandelion patrol.
But when it comes to picking them before they go to seed, do you put that stuff in your compost pile, or is it just better to put it into your trash?
Yeah, you're better off putting it in the trash would be good. Or, yeah, if you dry it, well, of course, you can't hardly dry them, because as soon as, even after you pick a dandelion bud, it will finish maturing and have seeds. So, yeah, you might into the garbage bag or something like that would be your best bet for those.
If you can't get to them before they start flowering, what are some other options that we can do to kind of prevent them from spreading?
Yeah, well, digging out the plants, of course, and that's a challenge too. I mean, if you've ever tried to pull a dandelion, they have a tap root, which goes down there a ways. I mean, 6 inches to a foot or more. They're well anchored. So, you know, and there's this little tool called a dandelion digger, which actually works pretty well, but you shove it down right beside it, kind of like a overgrown forked screwdriver, and you can lever them out that way, and you get most of the root, but pieces of root will re-sprout too, so it is a challenge. And again, dandelion roots have been used in the past for roasted for a coffee substitute too. Dandelion leaves, if you blanch them, throw some cardboard or black plastic over them and blanch them, you can use them in salads and cook them. Nutritionally, they're extremely high in vitamins. And, I mean, even the flowers are providing food for bees, which we need, you know, for pollination. So, I mean, dandelions, they're not native. They are definitely, were brought over from some far-off land a long time ago.
And what about buttercups? I think those have, like, the horsetail that you mentioned earlier, those have those kind of nasty little runners that you can't see.
Well, actually, some of them you do. You can actually see them running across the top of the ground. They're kind of more like strawberry plants in that regard, so as far as how they spread. But they also set seeds. And, buttercup seeds are supposedly have been tested, however they test them, maybe from how deep they were buried in the soil and then turned over, supposedly can last 200 to 500 years waiting in the soil until it's turned over. They get a little flash of light and say, hey, it's time to grow. They are a challenge. So they are shallower rooted than dandelions. So you still got to dig them up, and they have lots of roots growing out in a cluster, so they are a challenge to pull there too. But those you can get out, and they don't normally re-sprout from the roots. Now, I use a lot of cardboard in my garden as a covering, as a mulch, and that can both, and basically it stops both of those from growing, and it breaks down fairly quickly. So cardboard by itself doesn't look especially appealing in the garden, but you can throw some mulch over the top of it, and the cardboard does break down within a year or two, but in the meantime, the dandelions and buttercups underneath them have been killed. Cardboard adds a little bit of organic matter to the soil, and when I'm building new boxes or beds, I'll lay cardboard down over an area that may well be infested with this stuff, and then put a layer, you know, 2-3 inches of horse manure on top of that, and then topsoil on top of that. And then that way you can plant, you know, immediately plant into the soil, and the horse manure is making the worms happy. Everybody's happy about this thing. The buttercups and dandelions are dying. So, I mean, what more can we ask? And cardboard you can get for free, most all over the place.
Okay, we've only got a couple seconds left, but it just dawned on me. All those years that I was going after the buttercups with the weed whacker just as they flowered, that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah, that. I mean, taking the tops off really doesn't slow them down hardly at all. You know, if you aren't getting out the roots, you really aren't doing much but stimulating more side growth,
and
basically, on them.
And I was basically spreading around the seeds then.
It's all about timing. Yeah, if you're whacking away at them when seeds are maturing, that's the same thing with don't put that stuff, either of them, in flower into your compost. Definitely.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the lesson.
Okay, till next week from Haines.
Grain for grain.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature during KTOO's morning edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. Go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk to sign up for the podcast or to ask a question about gardening and yard care. We may answer your question during an upcoming broadcast.
Plant your rows straight and long. Temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth.